Short Lecture, Skill 1. Bingo. Listen to part of a lecture in a culture studies class, then answer the question. Everyone knows the game of bingo, right? I just have to say the word, and I'm sure it conjures up all kinds of ideas, such as smoky halls with bad fluorescent lighting. For myself, when I think of the game of bingo, I mostly see and smell the thick cigarette smoke, but I also see lots of senior citizens sitting at long tables, surrounded by strange lucky charms and a vast array of plastic bottles that they call their dabbers. Now, the lucky charms are also kind of noteworthy. The most popular charm seems to be trolls, you know, those ugly dolls from the 1970s with the long crazy hair and big eyes. But a serious bingo player usually has a couple of lucky charms that all seemingly will bring her luck. Today's bingo player plays the game with a certain systematic focus. After all, when the average player must watch 10 or more cards, his mind should not drift. All this is in hope of winning the prize money, whose value is wholly dependent on how many cards have been sold for the game. Now, the history of this perennial gambling favorite dates back to at least 1530 in Italy. This is when Italians first became enamored with the lottery game called Lo Gioco delle Lotte d'Italia, which is still played amazingly every Saturday. This aged cousin to bingo made an introductory appearance in France in the late 1770s. Now, the game called Le Lotto became an entertaining pastime for the bourgeois Frenchman. Still, in Europe, during the 1800s, German children would play the game with a more educational slant, aiding them in learning their ABCs, history, and math. Then, around 1929, bingo, which was originally called Beano, made its appearance at American country fairs. The game would consist of a dealer selecting numbered discs that he would then call out. With the dabber still not yet invented, players would mark their cards with beans. Then they would yell Beano if they happened to fill a line. The first ever-known game was played at a carnival near Atlanta, Georgia. Soon after, the New York toy salesman, Edwin S. Lowe, renamed the game Bingo after he accidentally overheard someone yell Bingo instead of Beano. By 1930, the game had taken off with the help of a Columbia University professor who had created 6,000 different bingo cards. Rearrange the following chronologically.